So good afternoon, Mifanwy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to Christmas now.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just getting there. I'm about ready with all my preparations. What about you?
I am so behind.
Oh, okay. Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned that one.
So behind. I've got a tree up, and that's only because one of my friends took pity on me and said, can I come round and decorate your tree? And so he put it up for me and found all my decorations and fixed all my lights.
That's like having an elf helper,
know,
isn't it, really? That's really good.
But that's as far as I've got.
Yeah, but you were telling me you're doing all sorts of shifts over Christmas. I think you definitely deserve a very big gold star. So yeah. you're working on Christmas Day, aren't you?
I am working on Christmas Day, looking after the pets of Cambridgeshire. Yeah, absolutely. So so this is partly for my own benefit, really. Yeah, so to make sure that everybody knows what not to feed their pets over Christmas.
Yeah,
so that you don't
or if they have to, beware of, because you said they're already. I guess because Christmas food is out there and it's been out there for at least December, if not November and before.
Absolutely. So I've been working all night shifts this week. So this is my first time in the daylight this week.
Semi-daylight.
I feel a bit disorientated. But yes, I have already seen lots and lots and lots of poorly dogs and cats that have eaten things that they shouldn't have done.
More dogs, so, I'd say, because they're...
More dogs, because they're a bit dafter. But yes, unfortunately, a couple of cats as well. So, yeah.
So rather than tell us we've already gone through the gory details of what's happened, but tell us about the things that really we'll start with that and then we'll move on to the nice presents.
Yeah,
shall we?
Absolutely. So first of all, I guess let's go through the things that we should be avoiding over Christmas, and then if your pet manages to make it through Christmas unscathed, I can tell you how to make them a little Christmas treat. So there are kind of two categories of things we need to avoid for our pets over Christmas, and the first one of those are things that are poisonous or toxins. And top of this list all year round is obviously chocolate for dogs and cats, and also things like caffeine. So, you know, your hot chocolate or your mocha, things like that, mocha powder, none of those are very good. And it's the dark chocolates that's the worst, but anything that contains chocolate is going to be
so
toxic.
That's almost opposite to what we think for ourselves as humans. You think, oh, well, the dark chocolate's good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But actually it's worse.
Yeah,
it contains a lot of caffeine actually as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's got quite a lot of caffeine in it. And it's actually, there's something called theobromine, which is in the chocolate, which is the bad part, and you know it's really very bad for dogs. So we need to make sure that they don't ingest any at all. But it is the toxic dose is related to their weight. So the smaller the dog, the worse it is. But a very big dog might be able to tolerate a small amount of, say, milk chocolate. And only maybe have diarrhea. But it's really important, if your dog has ingested any at all, that you get in contact with your vets, because they'll be able to do a quick calculation and work out what the
dose
is.
Does that apply to white chocolate then as well?
So white
chocolate, condone that say that you should be feeding your animals on various chocolates. But
so white chocolate's probably okay because it hasn't got any of this theobromine in it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you could probably, your dog would get other problems associated with eating all the fat.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that shouldn't be too bad. So number one is definitely chocolate. Number two are any form of grape derivatives. So grapes, raisins, sultanas, Christmas pudding, mince pies, all of those
Christmas cake.
Yeah, absolutely. All of these yummy Christmas foods that we get out
and
at this time of year.
I'm laughing about that because you mentioned about the cheese board having grapes on, which I hadn't really thought through.
Yeah,
and I was saying, why?
Board.
Oh, grapes are talking to this because they're dehydrated, right?
Yeah.
I mean, rather, raisins dehydrated. Oh, yeah, of course about
that. Yeah. And obviously wine as well. So, yes, no alcohol, but also no grape derivatives. So,
and this is dogs and cats again.
Dogs and cats, yep. And they're very poisonous. And one of the problems with raisin toxicity or grape toxicity is that it's very variable on the individual animal. So even one grape, a single grape, can be enough to kill an individual animal.
Dear.
So it's super important that they avoid them, particularly when we've got little kids around at home. It's very tempting to feed the dog or feed the cat some grapes or raisins because they'll probably take them from you, especially dogs.
And it's those little packets which are good snacking things for
small
children.
So just be really careful around your dogs this time of year with the grape derivatives. And then there's also a few plant-based things, so onions and garlic as well. They're very, very poisonous. And
you're telling me about some poor dog. What was that one?
Recently, I saw a dog that had eaten six raw onions,
chopped, finely diced,
ready for a practice French onion soup, which the owner was trying to make. And I think the onions were clearly getting more attention than the dog, and so the dog decided to take revenge and eat them. But then, unfortunately, I had to make it sick, and the smell of oniony vomit is
not good.
Really not. very good.
Sorry about that if anyone's eating afternoon tea.
Yes, I hope you're not having afternoon tea. So yeah, onions and garlic and also chilies, another one to avoid. And then there are lots of plants and flowers that are not good for dogs and cats. So the lily family, so, you know, the beautiful white lilies that people will bring in at Christmas. Also poinsettias, not very good for them. Pine needles are also not great for cats. They're not, and then also not particularly
Is this eating them or touching them? Or
is eating them, eating them. Pine needles also not particularly good for rabbits. And actually there it's the kind of the smell, it's the piney smell from the wood chip. So if you've been, you know, trimming your tree indoors and things and dropping lots of pine needles around in the house, just try to make sure they don't get into the rabbits' beddings. That's also...
Because also rabbits, you know, quite a few people I know have house rabbits.
Yeah, house bunnies, absolutely.
Would that be the same with the foods and the plants for them as well?
Absolutely,
they
could
be chewers, couldn't they?
Yeah, so particularly, I mean, the big one for rabbits at Christmas is actually electrical wiring, because there's so many more more light chains and things around. And then we've got, what do we do? We've got lilies and poinsettias, so, you know, the big red flowers that everyone brings in at Christmas. And then there's a couple of extra ones that a lot of people will kind of have in the back of their mind but might forget. And one of those is artificial sweetener for dogs. Very, very toxic. So this is often used as a sugar substitute in people's baking at Christmas because they're trying to, you know, to reduce the calories. But it's also in chewing gum, another thing that might be lying around quite easily at Christmas. So it's specifically xylitol, which is the bad one, but try to avoid any form of artificial sweetener. And then, last but by no means least, is things like grit and antifreeze. So grit gets spread on the roads and then our dogs go out and walk on it. And some, but not all of it, will also contain antifreeze, which is very, very, very toxic. So it's really important that we wash our pets' feet off if they've been outside for a walk and they've got grit on their paws. And even if it doesn't have antifreeze in it, the amount of salt that's in it is very bad for them as well. So we need to make
sure... I'm
guessing
they can absorb that through their paws, like...
They might do a little bit. That would
eat it.
It's the licking that's the real problem. And making sure we get it off their bellies as well if it's flicked up in the, you know, in the slush and the slurry. So that's also really important. And then on top of all of that, we need to just be...
Sounds like a disaster.
I know.
But it is a nice time, really.
Yeah, we need to be really, really careful about baubles and tinsel and string and toys. So I can't tell you how many unfortunate animals I have seen that have got caught up in the new electric go-kart or the new, you know, remote control helicopter and have either got tangled up or broken a limb or have eaten a Christmas bauble. I take a lot of Barbie dolls out of dogs at Christmas time, lots of tennis balls, all kind, you know, all of these sort of foreign bodies.
There's also some of those baubles, like the very sort of precious ones, they shatter, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, they've got sharp
spiky bits that can get stuck on the insides. So it's just very important that we're a bit extra vigilant at this time of year, because there are lots of dangers and dogs and cats, they want our attention, and we're giving our attention to other things, and so sometimes they act out a little bit in order to get our attention, which is why it's really helpful actually to give them a little present for themselves, you know, something to entertain them.
Right, hold that thought. I've just noticed the time. What we're going to do is, we've talked about all the scary things that you shouldn't do. We're going to go to travel, have a song, and then we'll come back with how you can make a treat for your cat or dog.
Excellent.
For Christmas. That's Luther Vandross there with a Never Too Much, which, I thought was a nice song for this afternoon. I'm here with Mifanui Hill from the 105 Vet, and we've talked about all the things that dogs and cats shouldn't have at Christmas. We're now going to go on to the more fun thing of what you can make them as a special Christmas treat.
Absolutely. So I'm going to start off with cats, because I have a cat, and so I spend a lot of my life doing this, trying to distract her and play with her, because she's a bit porky, so she needs the extra exercise. But my favourite thing to do with cats to keep them entertained and out of mischief is to hide their kibble, or, you know, little biscuits in various items and have them play with them. So the number one lowest effort version of this is to put a few little kibble treats inside something like a glass jar. So you know, a jam jar or the little glass pots that you get yogurt in, and put it on the floor and watch them have to try to put their paw in and bat it around. And
that's okay. okay, is it?
Absolutely.
So just obviously not. Don't put the lid on.
Yeah, don't put the lid on.
They're not that good.
Yeah, and as long as it's, you know, a robust glass jar, not something fine, they will roll those around the house for hours, because if you only put two or three little treats in, they're actually really hard for them to get out.
And they can see them as well.
They can see them, exactly. Mm. So they tend to really enjoy that. So if you don't want to do, if you don't have any glass jars around, or you don't want to use glass jars, if you've got stairs, things like that, it's probably not a great idea. The other option you can do is you can make them little toys out of toilet roll. So you take your toilet roll and you snip the ends to make...
Do you mean the inside of a toilet roll?
Yeah, the inside.
I was thinking of Andrex puppy then.
Yeah, the inside of the toilet roll.
Okay, yeah.
Snip the ends to make, like, you know, a star shape. So lots of little cuts, maybe a centimetre and a half, 2 centimetres in length. That's like half an inch at both ends. And then splay them out. And then use another toilet roll to seal the inside of that, so that you make a tube which has got like a star shape on the outside. And then... a kind of container in the middle, and make a little hole, and again put two or three treats in there that they can bat this toilet roll around the house, and it will spring because of the cardboard fringe around the outside, and it'll spring around and it'll do
random things. Hang on a minute, you've got splayed on one toilet roll.
One toilet roll, yes, with splayed fringing on both ends.
So what do you do with the other toilet roll?
And then use the other toilet roll just to make some like caps.
Cut them.
Okay.
I thought you meant insert one inside, and then I thought
that sounds even more complicated. Yeah.
Okay.
Cut some little circles out and glue them in with a glue gun or a bit of sticky tape or glue or something, and then make a hole inside the kind of barrel that you've made.
I see. Yeah. So they can tip out every now and again.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was being daft then, but yes, I see.
So this will keep your cat, if your cat can be entertained by food, this will keep your cat entertained for ages, because they're very difficult to get the kibble out, but they can hear it rattling around and they tend to really like it.
And when you say kibble, is that like
the dry biscuits?
Not,
yeah.
You don't mean like Dreamies, because that's...
I mean, you could put Dreamies in there.
That'd be a super treat,
but they're heavy, highly calorie.
Yeah.
But you can also do things like putting catnip in these sorts of toys, and you can seal the catnip in there, and then they'll still play with it, so you don't have to make the hole in the barrel, and that will work just as well. So those are some nice little treats that you can make toys to make for your cat. And then the last one is to make Christmas biscuits for your pets. Now, there are lots and lots of recipes online that you can find to make Christmas biscuits or Christmas food.
So if you put in
cake
for dogs or cats,
and some of them are more complicated than others, but a lot of them will require you to handle you know, maybe a bit of offal, so, or you know, liver or something like that, or some meat, and not everyone's keen for that. So what you can do actually is you can get your pet's standard wet food, so whether it comes in a pouch or a can, and you can dry it out to make it into a biscuit. So what I suggest is you get one of the meat cans, one of the ones, not the ones that's got loads of gravy in it, because they're a bit wet.
So the jelly type ones.
Yeah, so either the jelly one or the one that's just a kind of pure meat cake thing.
Do you get this from pet shop supermarkets?
Yeah,
I guess.
any pet shop, and preferably actually the whatever it is that your dog or cat normally eats, because that way, you know, you're not introducing a new food, and you can also account for it in their calories for the day. So it's a good way.
To have it on top of what
exactly,
like we do for Christmas.
Absolutely. And then what you do is doing this probably on top of like a layer of kitchen parchment or something like that, so you're not necessarily sullying your kitchen utensils too much with the meaty goodness of the cat food, is roll it out and then cut it out with some shapers, place it on the parchment and put it into the oven, and put it on a really low temperature for about an hour and a half, and it just dries it out.
Okay.
And that will make you a nice biscuit, because that's actually exactly the same way that dog kibble or cat kibble, so the biscuit, that's how it's made.
So you roll it out, like
you would pastry, and then use a cookie cutter and make it into some nice shapes for them, and then pop that in the oven at low temperature, you know, maybe 100 or 120, something like that, and bake it for an hour and a half. And that's exactly the same process that they make the dry food via as well, because dry and wet food generally is the same. It's just one's got the water added and one hasn't.
I didn't know that.
But this way you get to make your own fun shapes for them.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds brilliant. Thank you ever so much.
No problem.
That's another thing to add to your list of prep for the Christmas, if you haven't had it.
Only thank if you. They've been good.
Yeah, so thank you very much for Fanny, and thank you very much for all your contributions this year. It's been absolutely brilliant. You've kindly agreed to come back next year, and we'll have lots of topics for people to talk about and their pets. And I think the next one's 31st of January.
Yeah.
Okay, take care. Have a Merry Christmas. Christmas.